Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Braden Gall. Braden, I'm going to need you to give a grade on Brian Kelly's Southern Grits.
Well, what's funny is, like, I've lived all over this country, but I've been in the South for, like, 35 of my 39 years. I'm an SEC graduate, but I've worked in radio, so I've worked really hard on my non-regional diction. But every now and then, y'all, we start talking about Georgia and Bama, and, like, things sound a little different when you start talking about Georgia and Bama. So sometimes it just comes out, you know, like, you have a glass of whiskey, and sometimes things start sounding a little differently. You get me a plate of grits in front of me, you know, some shrimp and grits, I might start talking a little differently. So you just never know, man. It's late at night on a Saturday night after a Georgia win. I bet you things sound a little different in Atlanta than they would on Saturday morning. So I think it sounded ridiculous personally.
Awesome.
Just because I've listened to Brian Kelly talk, like, literally Brian Kelly used to book himself on our show when he was in Cincinnati.
He booked himself.
And he has never sounded like that ever. Like, I've never been like. And it reminded me, and I think I tweeted this last night, it reminded me of Sandra Bullock's accent in The Blind Side. And, like, I love Sandy, man. I love me some Sandy.
Me too.
But that was like some West Texas nonsense. That was not West Tennessee or Mississippi. Like, so you don't have to do the accent. You know what I mean? Like, you can just be yourself. It's fine.
So, real quick, we make fun of the accent. I didn't think it was a thing. I thought he was kind of doing a bit. That's kind of how I took it. But the actual hire, how soon do you anticipate Brian Kelly will be vying for a national championship?
Well, like, it's funny that we can kind of joke about the accent thing, right? But that, like, the biggest hurdle Brian Kelly has to clear is sitting in living rooms in the state of Louisiana and in the Southeast and, like, convincing people to come play at LSU. Because what the SEC offers you, people don't take these jobs and, like, all of a sudden get the five stars. You get the opportunity to get the five stars at places like LSU that you cannot get at Notre Dame, because that's just the issue with geography and sort of their own standards of, like, everything at Notre Dame. Like, they just fish in a smaller pond. It's why he left for LSU in the first place. Everything else he's shown us he's very, very good at. He's an incredible talent developer. He's clearly a culture builder. He's actually shown that he himself can change his personality to some degree and evolve when he kind of became the softer, gentler Brian Kelly 4 or 5 years ago, and they've won 10 games ever since. He's been to the playoff multiple times. Like, he's checked every box except for, can you walk into living rooms in the Southeast and convince people to come play for you? And because that's what LSU offers you the opportunity to do. And so, you know, Billy Napier, for example, Florida, I haven't seen him accomplish the highest levels of developing NFL talent and doing all the things Brian Kelly has done at Notre Dame, but I know for a fact that dude can walk into living rooms in the Southeast and get players to come to Florida. So when you come to the SEC, you got to be a recruiting assassin as well as all the other things, and that is the one thing we don't know. So it actually, you know, while we joke about the accent, like, culturally, I think fit is a very, very overrated thing for people. Like, oh, he's a Michigan man, oh, he's an LSU guy. Like, I think that's really overrated. But you definitely better put some dudes on your staff that are going to do some, like, dirty Southern stuff to recruit. And so you're going to have to get players to come to LSU. And if you do, I think Brian Kelly's going to win big. But that's – I don't know about you guys, but that's what I saw last night, was him trying to sort of, you know, acclimate himself to a Southern culture. And it kind of came off as – like, again, you see it one way. You know, Twitter sees it another way. How do the LSU people care about it?
Right.
How do moms and dads care about it? That's what really matters.
Braden Gall of ESPN Radio on the Cover 2 podcast with Nick and Stan. I know we have you. We want to get into some of the conference championship games this weekend, because there are some incredible games this weekend. But I do have to ask you, we've been on Matt Rhule watch as his name has been bandied about every college football opening, seemingly the big ones at least. Should Matt Rhule watch be over about him going back to college right now?
You know, that's a great question. I can't, you know, there's nothing I can report on from a perspective like that in terms of interest from jobs. Like, would Oklahoma hire Matt Rhule? If I was Oklahoma, I would consider it. I don't know if I'm Matt Rhule, I would consider it. I think it's going the other direction, to be honest with you guys. Like, and again, we don't know you know, I don't know what makes Matt Rhule tick in his mind. Like Joe Brady, for example, like we knew he was an NFL guy even when he took the LSU coordinator job. Like there's guys that, like, if you lay your head down on your pillow at night and you dream of the Lombardi Trophy, you can't do that at Oklahoma. You can't win that thing at Oklahoma. So you got to stay in the NFL. I think big picture, I think the trend's going the other way. I think guys like Dan Mullen, I think you look at Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss. I think those are the guys that they are going to be. There's what, 5 or 6 NFL openings every year, roughly on average. I think there's going to be at least 1 or 2 college hires that go to the NFL this year. And so I think it's like everybody's looking at the Kingsbury model and they're saying, well, these schematic geniuses in college that can't recruit a lick like Dan Mullen, that he's a perfect fit in the NFL. He's the modern NFL coach. Like, I don't have to worry about developing young men and convincing moms that they should, like, their son should come play for me. I don't want to recruit or deal with ego or live in this fishbowl. I like Dan Mullen just wants to draw plays and coach ball, and that's not why he got fired from Florida. He is a brilliant offensive mind. So I think Lane Kiffin is a name to keep an eye on going the other direction. I'm not sure. Like, Jim Harbaugh is another one. I would keep an eye on Jim Harbaugh. His name has never really left the NFL executive boardroom. It's always been there. So I think there's more of a chance guys going the other direction than anybody coming from the NFL down. Matt Rhule specifically, I can't speak to that. I mean, Oklahoma is an elite job. Notre Dame obviously has been filled by Marcus Freeman. Love that hire. So what's appealing? I mean, LSU, USC, and Florida are all great jobs. They've been filled. There's nothing that's even close to an NFL job other than Oklahoma. So unless you love the Oklahoma job, which oh, by the way, is going to get a lot tougher in 3 years when they join the SEC. I don't see it happening.
You mentioned right there that you like the Marcus Freeman hire at Notre Dame, 35-year-old brother getting a shot there at Notre Dame. What about the hire appeases you?
Well, so there's a fascinating, you know, and I played in high school. I didn't play any higher than that. But there's a fascinating shift in how we treat human beings, which is a good thing across society, right? Like we just, players don't take the Junction Boy stuff anymore. It's just not the way it works. Like it's just, Josh Heupel's doing a pretty good job of this at Tennessee, where you have to sort of walk a fine line of like making it fun, being a player relatable guy that you know, that has a relationship with his players on a deeper level than just a guy who yells at you at practice, which is the way I grew up playing football. That's not the way it works anymore. You have to be able to, not, I don't want to say be friends with your players, but there has to be a different type of connection there when you're building the culture that you have to build, especially at a place like Notre Dame. But that's a very prestigious sort of that's a brotherhood at Notre Dame. It doesn't mean they're going to win national championships, but that's definitely something that's very important to them. And that culture is something that he clearly has. Like he's been all over that every step of the way. And it's clearly why Brian Kelly hired him. It's why Luke Fickell hired him. He's clearly got all of those things. So again, the defense was awesome this year, even without their best player at safety. So the coaching doesn't seem like a problem. The relatability seems like a huge advantage for him. And I think that again, you've got to be, again, not friends with your players, but you've got to do it a different way these days. And then, oh, by the way, also sort of get them to, you know, when they start to push back a little bit, you got to be able to motivate and sort of flip the switch, which I don't know how coaches do it these days. Cause like the way of, you know, the old way of coaching is probably a couple of years from being gone altogether. When you talk about how to build a culture in a college football program, and Marcus Freeman strikes me as a guy that absolutely gets that.
Braden, we got about 45 seconds here. Huge weekend in college football. Pitt, Wake Forest here locally, App State, Louisiana, and then, you know, Alabama, Georgia, I guess. For you, which teams do you think should be on upset alert in the college championship game there? Give us about 30 seconds.
All of them. It's college football. That's why we love it. I think, except for Georgia, actually, ironically, I think, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm not sure Alabama has a chance to win a football game.
Wow.
It's a crazy thing to say out loud.
Wow.
I like Louisiana. We just talked about culture and why Marcus Freeman's a good fit. Why, you know, those players are going to rally around Billy Napier in his last game, which normally doesn't happen for a coach, right? Like, that's not how that works. So I think Louisiana, I like Louisiana in that game. I love Pitt and Wake Forest. I think it could be the best championship game of the entire weekend.
Oh, no.
Even if it doesn't mean anything to the playoff. I think, no. Give me 45-42 all day.
Oh, God.
I like Wake Forest. Maybe pulled upset there. Nobody's going to stop Kenny Pickett. Nobody's going to stop Sam Hartman. It's going to be a ton of fun. I like the Big 12 championship game as well. That's a really, really good game. But, I mean, if you told me Houston won or Iowa won, I would not be shocked at any of them. They're all 10 points or less in terms of point spread. So it should be one heck of a weekend.